21 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Wednesday. Joining us now at this time in the regular spot is Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Jeff.
How are you today?
How are you?
I'm good.
Does anybody ever like go back at you, like, can ask you questions?
Well, I think
Jeff?
My gout is coming back, but thank you so much for coming in today. You brought with you new community development director, who is Jake Riley. Jake. Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Happy to be here.
Well, we're going to talk a lot of community development in just a couple of minutes, but I want to ask the mayor first. You have Jake has been on the job. We've decided for 7 weeks. You know, I don't recall talking to you about the process for doing that, but I'm sure you had a lot of good applicants. And kind of lifted Jake into the
Oh, goodness.
Role.
Well, let me allow him to toot his own horn about that. I want to just start out by saying how important our community development department really is to our community. It's the home of where they are processing planning applications, right? So that our businesses or anybody that's looking to do a remodel or expansion. So ensuring that those things happen quickly and efficiently. They're going out there and as a building official department, really ensuring that they're checking on the process, ensuring buildings are built to code, right? So we have planning commission or city planners within that department, building officials. We have housing coordinators. Mm-hmm. We have economic development coordinators. We have our Main Street program housed out of that department. And then we have Jake, who's overseeing it all and is the huge Oz behind the scene of making sure that everything functions well within the city. But it's just such an important department for supporting our business community, people living, renters within their homes. There's so much that falls underneath that department and ensuring that it's adequately funded, adequately staffed so that they can serve and help our community is so important. I'm so pleased. Jake is, 7 weeks on the job and just delighted to be able to invite in some of our new staff that have come on board because they're awesome people and just give them an opportunity to talk a little about who they are outside of City Hall.
Let's talk to Jake and get to know him a little bit. Jake, where are you from originally?
Originally? Mm-hmm. Like originally?
Originally,
I am from Hartford, Connecticut, the capital city of a tiny state far away.
We've all heard of Connecticut, though. What brought you to the Midwest? How'd you end up here?
I came here, almost 30 years ago, am I doing the math right, to attend St. Olaf College.
Oh, really?
I had some cousins who attended, and I had visited the Twin Cities and the general region as a young person and thought it was a really beautiful place and came and looked at a bunch of colleges and fell in love with St. Olaf on a very, very cold, rainy October afternoon.
All right. Well, now we know you're well-educated.
I like to think so.
Let's talk about your professional journey to Northfield, kind of in a nutshell. What positions have you held in more recent years that qualify you for as the community development director?
Yeah, I like to think of this job really bringing all of the things that I've spent my time after graduation as an undergrad, bringing them all together. So going backwards, my most recent position was with the Metropolitan Council, where I reviewed land use planning documents, environmental planning documents, and really got a feel for more rural communities. I worked with rural Washington County and Ramsey County. So that gave me sort of that more sort of urban-rural kind of complex conversation ability that we have here in Northfield. Before that, I spent 10 years with the city of St. Paul, which is really the foundational work on historic districts, cities on rivers, cities with colleges, cities with lots of non-taxed land. And then I also did some time with a private firm with the Department of the Interior. And before that, I was a journalist.
Well, in about 2 minutes, you've checked off every box.
Yes.
I would imagine, did they give you the job after 2 minutes? Wow, okay, that's enough. You got it all.
No, it was a beautiful, thoughtful process that was really, really, it made it clear that this position was something that was very well, the stewardship of this curating the role to some extent and picking the person was very well thought out and made it clear to me as an applicant that regardless of what happened, the right person was going to be chosen. And I'm just grateful that it's me.
Let's talk about what you walked into here. There's been a few projects that I want to talk about. First of all, the Craywood development is under construction right now. There was a long process leading up to that. Tell us where they're at right now. Can you give us kind of an update on what's going on and where they're at in the building process?
This is a good question. This is something that I inherited, and my planner, Michaela, is really the expert on Craywood, but I believe they're getting in the ground and doing the site work right now, and we're looking forward to having more places for people to live in Northfield.
All right. One of the things that have come up lately is the sale of Viking Terrace. That is something probably right about your first day of work. It landed on your plate. There has been quite a bit of controversy with some of the residents about some of the policies that the new company was looking to enforce. That has been modified over the course of the last couple of months. But tell us what your role in that was and the conversations that you've had.
I think my role primarily has been listening right now. The neighborhood is a neighborhood within the city, and that's why it's important to the city. And then just listening to both the Residents Association and Lakeshore and trying to figure out where we can be of help and where we can be a convener for those conversations, along with the Healthy Communities Initiative and other advocacy organizations here in Northfield. It's been, I think, a really great educational experience for me, just to learn a little bit more about how manufactured home communities work, and learn a little bit more about that neighborhood and the value that they bring to the city. It's been an interesting experience, that's for sure. And I think our role is going to be helping folks, ensure that the places that they are living are safe. Lakeshore brought in, had a meeting with the Resident Association that was convened by I believe it's the Neighbors United group from Rice County that I attended, and I thought it was a productive conversation where the residents were able to express their frustrations, and Lakeshore brought in longtime park managers from other sites in Minnesota and outside of Minnesota, including a bilingual Spanish-English park manager, and I thought that conversation was fairly productive.
Do you feel, from what you've seen and what you've heard, as far as the city's role in this for right now, has it been resolved? Are there still some issues that will be springing out of that? Is that yet to be seen?
I think that whenever you have sort of a conversation or a conflict between a landowner and a resident, when they're not the same person, things can shift over time, and it remains to be seen what the outcome will be. But we're very hopeful from a city perspective that it'll be a positive outcome for everybody.
Once again, Jake Riley is with us. He's the new Community Development Director, along with Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell. Let's talk about housing in general. We've talked about a couple of housing projects and issues that are going on right now. But housing, of course, in Northfield, and really not just Northfield, that's something that I'm sure you saw up in Washington County and the metro area while you were there. Housing's at a premium right now, and affordable housing is... Well, new affordable housing is tough to do in this day and age. What are you seeing in Northfield, and what are your thoughts on what we're doing going forward?
That's a great question, Jeff. I think Northfield is a city that has similar issues to any other city in the country right now, where folks who graduate from high school or college and who want to come either live here because they've attended school here or want to come back after they've gone for a time can't find even a place to rent. And I think that's fairly common, and it's a problem nationwide. And so addressing that is one of the things that Melissa Hansen and I are really looking forward to working with Rice County, with Habitat and other partners on. I think that the goal, you know, there's a lot of talk in the metro about just more units are important. But I think that to some extent there needs to be some careful attention paid to that affordability level and figuring out creative ways to use our resources wisely to generate as much as many housing units that are affordable to as many different kinds of people as possible, both ownership and rental.
You know, Northfield has been involved in some housing projects that are really ongoing right now. We've talked about a couple of them, but there's others like the Hillcrest project that's going on. You've got some on the south side in the city. What all does Northfield have going on right now? It seems like there's quite a few things.
Northfield is one of the most exciting places that I have ever worked. There's always, something is always going in the ground. We've got applications constantly for roofing permits. That's one of the biggest things that our building staff are going through right now because of the big hailstorm. And it's wonderful just to see all that work happening. And so, yes, I think you've mentioned we talked about Craywood, and then we've got Spring Creek 2. Mm-hmm. Those homes will be, the closing for that is on the 11th. So is that Thursday already? And so they'll be going right in the ground at that point. They'll get started on site work and grading. And so that's an exciting, affordable project that we've got going on. And then there's another piece of land there, too, that still need to strategize what to do with.
Let's talk about economic development, because that kind of falls under your umbrella as well. As far as that goes, what is we have going on? Give us kind of an update on where we're at now and where you think we might be, through the rest of 2022.
Yeah, I think one of the most exciting things, besides your neighbor here, which we're continue to have great conversations with Rebound and the other partners on that project to get the Archer House rebuilt. But then you look to the other end of the historic district at 5th and Water. We just received applications from a request for proposals. We got all those in yesterday, and we've got a meeting set to review them. And so that's going to be a really exciting development proposal with a home for the liquor store, new home for the liquor store, hopefully some housing and some other retail. And just the access that folks have had to riverfront and facade grant programs, we are oversubscribed, so we're looking forward to another round of applications in the spring and continuing to help folks improve their businesses and make more value for residents and for themselves.
Yeah, you mentioned the Archer House, and they are our neighbor, and I look at that lot every day. Last I talked with the group developing that, they were still working on architectural concepts and some engineering things and things like that. Where are they at right now? Are they completing that? When are we going to have new neighbors? Come on, Jake. What's going on with that?
Yeah. You're not going to have new neighbors. You're going to have the same neighbors, only better,
true.
Right?
Okay. The new and improved neighbors.
New and improved neighbors. My understanding is we're still in the architectural design process. We've been, we've had some assistance from an outside partner who's been doing some pro bono work for us in design and help working with the development group there, which has been really exciting. And a lot of the focus is on the riverfront. Enlivening the riverfront. There's the riverfront strategy, trying to make that go all the way from this end of Division all the way to Fifth and Water and then beyond. And I think that that's very, very exciting. When? I think that they're hoping to get something going before the end of the year, but for sure in the spring you'll see something happening. Activating that river, activating the front side, it's going to be very exciting. It's one of the catalytic projects that was very enticing. But I also remember just listening to the news and watching the news when the fire happened and just being sort of, personally affected by that, too. That loss of that landmark was kind of a hard one to take.
Yeah, it was very tough for all of us. And bringing those couple of projects, you mentioned Fifth and Water, which is moving along in its process. You get some of those done and combine them with the changes that have been made by the city and mainly by the townspeople, the business people here in the town and developers and such. That riverfront corridor is going to look a lot different than it did 30 years ago when you were a kid at St. Olaf.
Yes, in all good ways, right? I think it's going to really help the business environment. Not that it needs help, but enhance, I guess that's the better term, is enhance it.
All right. Mayor, do you have anything you want to add to it before we go? Or is there any questions I haven't asked Jake yet?
Any questions? Oh, boy. It's a free-for-all now, right? No, I just really appreciate all of our city staff. And as Jake was talking, it was just reminding me, you know, in my limited small amount of time, Jeff, you've been active and involved in the community longer than I have. But in my limited time of just 13, 14 years, I just see the policy leaders and our city staff are very, very closely aligned with the vision and how to accomplish it. And that is so exciting to see that alignment. So then rather than a tug of war, where you don't get very far when one side pulls really hard and then the other side pulls, the middle never really moves. But now we can, in alignment, start running together to accomplish the vision that's been laid out in our city plans. We've equipped and ensured that our different departments within the city are adequately funded. They've got great, amazing staff to help us accomplish the vision and the policies that the council has put out there. And many community members have actually worked on all of those city plans. They have been activated. Our city staff are actively using them to really hone in and shape and form where we're going. And I can't just not say enough about all of our city staff, and that there's one key staff member that really is kind of the umbrella. Certainly you have the council up there and you have our community members, but Ben Marteg is really that city administrator overseeing all of the departments, all of the directors, and his energy and his willingness to get out there and be the connector in the community right alongside our policy leaders to help us move everything forward is just so important. That position is just really important, and just really appreciative of his leadership as well as all of our staff members, because without them, we can't move this community forward. So I just want to put a plug in there and say thank you to all of our city staff out there that are listening. And for our community members, if you want to participate and help us form and shape and ensure that our community continues to improve and takes advantage of opportunities that are before us, we still accepting applications to our boards and commissions. So if you're on the fence out there and you want to get involved, there are a lot of different opportunities, whether it's Northfield Alliance for Substance Abuse Prevention for our youth. Sorry, you're smirking at me like I'm going on too long.
No, I'm not.
Like, oh. Economic development, the environment, arts. I mean, there are so many different opportunities for people to get involved and get engaged and make a difference. So just want to encourage folks, if you're sitting on the fence about turning in an application to serve on a board or commission, would love to have you. So please, I mean, oftentimes we have more applications than we have positions, but I can't even consider you unless you submit an application. So please submit an application.
It's a great way of supporting your city and making a difference in the city in which you live. Yeah. Mayor, thank you so much for joining us today. Jake, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to Northfield. Welcome back to Northfield,
thank you, I should say.
And we look forward to talking with you in the future.
Absolutely.
That is Jake Riley, once again, the new Community Development Director here in Northfield, along with Mayor Pownell. We'll be back with Tim McNiff, news and a side of sports, quick news updates with Rich and MNN. Next.
At Great Rivers Mutual, you get the coverage you need from the people you know. And we will be there for you when you need us most, because at Great Rivers Mutual, we grow trust locally. With 18 agencies and over 100 agents across Minnesota, including Northfield, Kenyon, Wanamingo, Goodhue, and Lakeville areas, our agents provide friendly, personalized service and know how to build a customized insurance package to fit your needs. For big company amenities with a small town feel, visit greatriversmutual.com to find an agent near you.
Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Rado. GOP-endorsed Attorney General candidate Jim Scholz handedly defeated fellow Republican challenger Doug Wardlow in Tuesday's primary election. So Scholz is on the ballot this fall against Democratic Attorney General Keith Ellison. Wardlow accused Scholz of a weak stance against abortion, but Scholz says Minnesota's Attorney General.
It shouldn't be a fundamentally political office. It shouldn't be an office that's focused on kind of the latest political issue that's out there. What it should be is an office that gets back to basics, protecting Minnesotans every day and doing justice.
The Minnesota State Fair is hiring cops. State Fair managers say they are about 100 officers short for this year's fair. President Biden Tuesday signed and forwarded the U.S. ratification of applications from Finland and Sweden to join NATO. U.S. Senator Tina Smith presented